today making a last-ditch effort to convince Congress to approve more aid for its war against Russia. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
President Zelensky made it so clear how he needs help, but if he gets the help, he can win this war. He made it clear, and we all made it clear, that if we lose, Putin wins.
But CBS's Weijia Jiang tells us Republicans aren't budging.
Some Republican senators have already said publicly that they don't think it's going to change any minds. And that's because the issue is not necessarily whether, you know, the U.S. should continue to fund Ukraine, but the issue is about the immigration and border policies that Republicans have now attached to this funding.
Current aid dries up at the end of the month. Meantime, President Biden's pushing Israel to make changes.
I'm Linda Kenyon at the White House. President Biden says as the war rages on between Israel and Hamas, Israel is starting to lose support from the international community with its indiscriminate bombing of Gaza. The bombing, which follows the October 7th Hamas attack against Israel, has killed thousands of Palestinian civilians. At a campaign fundraising event in Washington, the president also told supporters Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu needs to change his hardline government.
House Republicans are defending their impeachment inquiry into President Biden today and could formalize it this week. Speaker Mike Johnson.
There shouldn't be any such thing as a snap impeachment, a sham impeachment like the Democrats did against President Trump. This is the opposite of that.
A vote set for tomorrow. Mixed reaction to Claudine Gay's decision to stay on as Harvard's president following her testimony to Congress last week about anti-Semitism. New York Republican Elise Stefanik.
This is a moral failure of Harvard's leadership and higher education leadership at the highest levels.
But more than 700 faculty members did sign a petition supporting Gay. Delegates at the UN's climate summit in Dubai slammed a suggested agreement that says it doesn't do enough to address the climate crisis. CBS's Ben Tracy.
Going into the two-week climate summit, there was a big push for a final agreement to include a phase out or at least a phase down of fossil fuels. Now, this latest draft does not call for an end to fossil fuels and instead makes it sound optional, saying nations could slash greenhouse gas emissions, including reducing both consumption and production of fossil fuels.
A medical examiner in Maine just said part of the Lewiston shooter's brain to be studied for possible signs of CTE. Experts say that could explain his sudden violent behavior. The 40-year-old Army reservist killed 18 people. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition, because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If tickets to Summerfest are on your Christmas wish list, next year's fest could be an even better experience. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
The Summerfest grounds in Milwaukee are set to undergo upgrades. The festival has announced an extended collaboration with Aurora Healthcare to introduce the Aurora Pavilion, replacing the current Soundwave stage. The new pavilion will have a bigger entrance to accommodate more visitors, new restrooms, and a permanent large screen for the stage. Organizers anticipate that the space will be used for events throughout the year.
You can see Terry Lee Goffey in A Johnny Cash Christmas this Thursday. The Arts Council of Southwood County is hosting the show at the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids on December 14th at 7:30. Terry Lee Goffey portrays Johnny Cash on stage like an actor in a play. You can purchase tickets at savorthearts.com or call 715-424-2787. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 17 tonight under overcast skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 34. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 23. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this December 12th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here at 3:30. We're going to talk real estate with our friend Lindsay Scheider and friends over at Coal Banker Sue Realtors. Let's talk real estate. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a good time. Right now, in studio with us, our great friend Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, good to see you.
Good to see you.
How you doing today?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing good. I would be doing better if I was as smart as you. The vest. Good idea.
Oh, my goodness.
Good idea.
Cold.
Yeah, it's a good idea with the vest. I like it. Lacey, I appreciate the time. Appreciate everything you and the chamber does for our community. I know how busy you guys are normally. This time of year, got to be even busier. It's got to be twice the amount of time.
Yeah, it definitely keeps you out of trouble, right?
yes, that's certainly why, yes. I keep busy. I want to start about get into some upcoming events with you, if you don't mind. Let's start right there. We got an annual meeting and awards coming up.
Yes. So the annual meeting and awards 2023 nomination form is out. You can find it on our website, as well as we have some just copies of it. If you want to come into the office and fill it out, you can also print it out and then I think complete it. And you can also, we've had people even faxing it in, just so they kind of wanted to be like, I think a little bit more like, I don't know, mysterious about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely help us recognize successful businesses in the heart of Wisconsin. Please indicate your award choice for the business, organization, or individual you are nominating. And then nominations are due by January 13th of 2024.
Lindsay, do we have previous winners to maybe give people that don't, you know, aren't familiar with this an example of the type of businesses that we're talking about? Because I don't want to reference businesses, you know, that,
yes,
haven't won or something. And, you know, maybe.
Yep, on the awards, so obviously there's Large Business of the Year, Innovative Business of the Year, Entrepreneur Small Business of the Year, Community Impact of the Year, and then Professional Executive of the Year. It has each one of those nominations, and then it has the previous winners below that, because then we don't want to have the same people winning every
year. Right, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, they have it broke down to where, like, these are the previous ones that you can't nominate for this year, so that way it makes it a little bit easier for you to be able to do it. And then hopefully we've been getting some pretty good traffic for it. So definitely exciting. It's really fun. And you can nominate yourself. So a lot of people have been calling and asking that. So you absolutely can. I think that people, you know, if you believe in yourself, you know, do that. You know,
yeah,
definitely, you know, I think that we had a couple that did last year, and I think they kind of felt weird about it, but I think that you absolutely should advocate for yourself.
On our morning show, we just did a story last week about a politician that was running, lost by one vote, didn't vote for himself. Like, it's not a bad idea to vote for yourself.
Yes,
it's not a
absolutely.
Bad idea. It's not.
And then we are looking for sponsors and donations for this event. So definitely reach out to me at communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com if you'd like to sponsor. We have the wine liquor poll as well as raffle baskets. And I would absolutely love to talk to you about those things.
We always encourage you to buy local, support local. And that includes with advertising, of course. I also would think advertising an event like this might be a good way of letting people know that you might be good to nominate for something,
yes,
like this.
Absolutely. I we have some great businesses that have always been kind of staples for this event, and I think that a lot of the packages have actually sold out, which is wonderful. So I'm very excited about that. But yeah, it's my first one, so, and I'm really excited about, like, I love planning things, so
yeah,
it's really, really fun to get to decorate and get to pick color schemes and things like that.
Can't help but notice there's no category for local DJ, local radio announcer.
I know.
Okay, well, next year maybe?
We are. We already know it's you. We know.
You're good. That was good. That was well played. We encourage the public and business and companies to buy chamber gift certificates this time of year as well. It's a great way to, especially if you're not sure what to do.
Yes, absolutely. So purchasing a chamber gift certificate ensures that money is spent locally and helps build this area's economy. Chamber gift certificates are redeemable at participating chamber investor merchants, and they do make wonderful Christmas presents, as well as when you come in, you can get any dollar amount. And then we also, so it's cash or check. We do not take card for that. It's on like a different system, but we have a little, so it comes in an envelope, as well as where a list of where you can spend those. So I think it's great, especially if you know someone's here in the area and you really don't know where. There's hundreds of businesses that you know that you can use that at, and we definitely want you to make sure that, you know, they feel, you know, recognized, and I think it's it fits in the stockings perfectly. So
we have a lot of people, whether it's a business parties and you're not sure what to get somebody or something, something like this is not only local, but it's a, it covers your bases because there's so many businesses that these can be used at. I know there's a lot of people out there doing things, you know, kind things for our mail carriers. A lot of that goes a long way. There's all of these factors to it, too. But one of the things that I think is interesting about this, too, Lacey, is for me, when growing up, gift cards were one of those things you did last second, you know, and it always came across as a last second gift. Nowadays, though, it's almost the opposite. It's kind of seen as a thoughtful thing to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give you this specific thing. I'm going to let you choose what to do with this, especially with the younger generations. A lot of them ask for gift cards nowadays.
Yes.
That's what they prefer instead of just doing something. It's never a negative to buy something specific for somebody, especially if you have something in mind. But we all know how that can be. You know, most of us, it's our dads. Dad, what do you want for Christmas? Oh, I don't need anything. Thanks, Dad. Thanks a lot. That really narrowed it down for me. I'll get him a gift card. He can figure it out.
Yes. Well, and I think it's really nice to where you're showing. Like, I think we've had people where they give it, but they also are like, okay, highlight. I'm going to highlight all of their favorite places. So then they're giving it to them, and then they're like, oh, you do listen. You do hear that this is where I like to go. So that way they know, you know, it's on there. And then, okay, right away, you're kind of making them feel like you did put the effort in.
Yeah.
But then you're also giving them the freedom to be able to get what they want, what, you know. And then also a lot of people, if you tell them, oh, I want this, you tell a bunch of people the same thing, and then you're going to get a bunch of the same thing. So I think it's definitely a great way to support local as well as supporting someone being able to have options and have choices.
That's the best of both worlds. Yes. That's a great idea. I really like that. That's very thoughtful. You're a good gift giver, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I bet you are.
And I definitely listen because I think that people, they drop hints.
Yeah.
I think that some men forget that. We tell them, we may not use our words, which we should, just be more direct and tell people what we want. But like my kids, I think they've told me about 15 times what they wanted.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, well, you're supposed to be telling Santa, not me. But they're like leaving lists on the table. And I'm like, okay. Or like just like they'll like go through like a Walmart catalog and then they'll just like circle things and circle things and circle things. And I'm like, oh my goodness, guys. But
One of my favorite things about kids is as wild and amazing as their imaginations are, they're so literal.
Yes.
They're so blunt.
Yes.
You know, right directly. This is what I want.
Yes. I'm telling you.
Santa, wink. Here, mom. Here.
And then we're getting them socks. And they're like, I don't remember socks being on that list.
We're speaking with Lacey Ayling from a Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And Lacey, we have some upcoming workforce programs and events, some really important ones coming up that we want to make sure everybody knows about.
Yes, absolutely. So we have our community leadership as well as teen leadership. They happen once a month from May, from October to May. And it's a wonderful, wonderful program. I know we talk about it usually when we have our community leadership person here. But December, we actually don't have them coming because, you know, Christmas is crazy.
Yeah.
But for the teens, they are going to be going and they're going to be visiting quite a few businesses, but they're focusing on information technology. So they're going to go to Cyber One Security, Solaris, and GenCom, and talk about the things that those businesses do, as well as classes that they can take at Midstate if they are interested in those things. So I think that the cool teen leadership program is wonderful, and like the fact that there's technology here. I understand that some people think a certain way about Wisconsin Rapids and about that we don't have things to compete with those bigger cities, but we do have businesses that they definitely want to keep people here. So I think it's great that Laura's, you know, able to go and tour those places, definitely educate them. Obviously, there's leaders everywhere. So definitely getting to shine with that. But the GenCom, they are wonderful in supporting us with walkie-talkies for all of our events so that we can communicate with each other. Because obviously, like, that it's very important for successful events. But definitely wonderful to all of our sponsors, Walmart, Mariani, Midstate, Quick Trip, Pepsi, Chatterbox, Aspirus, Wisconsin Rapids Police Department, Altman Construction, Nakuta, Lion Energy, they all have definitely made the teen leadership wonderful because those kids eat. They are always hungry. So she has to feed them definitely lunch sponsor, Paper City Savings. Good luck because they will literally eat you out of house and home. Laura will bring like boxes of snacks. And I was like, ooh, maybe we'll get some leftovers in the office. And she's like, probably not.
Yeah, probably not. Nothing comes back.
It's 10th graders. And I think that they're, even if they're gone the whole day, they're starving. But yeah, definitely wonderful to talk about how to be a highly effective teen, things that they can do, ways they can volunteer, get active, and definitely work on those communication skills. Because I think that even though they have a phone in their hand, you'd think that they'd be able to communicate better. But they cannot.
Yeah.
They'll stare at that phone over having a face-to-face conversation. So I think that definitely having a good understanding of the things that we do here, and definitely explaining Cyber One data and going over the things that we have to offer, I think it's great for those kids.
When it comes to, first off, yes, teenagers are part goat. They are always hungry and they will eat just about anything. So it's a great point right there. When we're talking about the leadership program, adults, teens, all these are great points to make for all of them. Focusing on the teen part of things, Lindsay, one of the things that's Lacey, I keep doing, because I got Lindsay next.
Yes.
I keep doing that too. Pam, no more two L's in a row. Lacey, when it comes to this this part of the leadership program with the teens and everything, you mentioned the communication aspect of this. Recently at the theater that I teach at, we had we haven't had this very often. We have a couple 16-year-old students with us, and we usually have people 18 plus.
Okay.
These two students that we have, their parents thought that this would be really good for them because of the fields that they want to get into, and they have a very hard time communicating with people. So they're learning improv and learning acting and these things just to kind of get themselves out of their shells. They don't want to be the next great actors or anything like that. They're just doing it for those reasons. I think of this leadership program in a similar way. This is first, leadership can be taught anywhere. Whether there's a ton, it's a tech city or a quote unquote tech city or not, that these things you can be learned here. And we have got here in Wisconsin a very thriving tech industry and tech world. And interestingly enough, you don't have to look very far to see it. You just look at our ag industry and our farmers who have been so on top of this and communicating and using the tech world on in the ag industry. That's blown me away as somebody who doesn't know much about that part of the world. And that's with that, let alone all these other industries. There's virtually no industry that tech doesn't touch it get his fingerprints on. Getting kids more comfortable with communication, with technology, feeling that is going to make them feel like leaders. That is going to and only build their confidence. Which, when we say leadership, isn't that a big part of it, Lindsay? Whether it's an adult or it's a kid, I think leadership means a lot of things to a lot of different people, but confidence is pretty universal.
Absolutely. I think if you're confident, and especially if you're educated, with them getting so much information at these things, they can speak, they can go home and they can say, okay, mom, dad, I thought I wanted to go into tech. I thought that I wanted to do, IT. I thought that I wanted to do AI. But then they go there and they were like, that's a lot of communication. That's a lot of, they use a lot of inside words that no one understands, and a lot of acronyms. And I think that it's definitely like it's growing. And I think it's having a better understanding of things when you're a kid, it makes you more well-rounded. And then at least, and for some reason, I've noticed with my kids, someone could tell them the same exact thing that I have just told them, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. And I'm like, I literally just told you that 5 minutes ago.
I just said it.
But if it comes from someone else, it has so much more power than it's like, yeah, you're just my mom. You're not a real person.
It's so frustrating.
But, yeah, so I think them hearing it from someone else, you could be telling them every single day, you are so good at this. And then it takes someone that they maybe – respect in a different way, or they think that they're more successful in a different way to say it, and then all of a sudden the light bulb goes on.
Yeah.
And now they're like, yep, that's what I want to do. And you're like, I've literally been telling you that for 5 years, but okay. I mean, at least the light bulb went on.
At least it went on. That's what matters.
But yes, I think it's wonderful. I think that it's crazy because there's so many leaders, and we always think, okay, it's the captain of the football team. Mm-hmm. It's the class president. Mm-hmm. It's the valedictorian. Mm-hmm. But there's so many leaders, and there's so many people that I think are overlooked or like, yeah, that's not me. I'm not a leader. I'm not going to jump in. But like, I mean, even my own daughter, she's very shy, very reserved, and she says I voluntold her that she was going to work at these things, but like, she will jump in. If she can see, oh, that person's going down a road that they shouldn't be going down, even if it's an employee of that place and they're messing with her and they're like, no, I don't work here, at Hotel Mead. Sean was like, I don't work here. And she was like, then you can't be in here. This is for Santa. Nice. And she told him, you need to go. And he was like, I run this place, girl. But it's like, it's funny that like she would never, she wouldn't even say something to anybody. But then when she's put in this role, she's got her high vis stuff on and she's like, okay, I have to do this. I'm representing the chamber. It's crazy how all of a sudden then it's like, then she'll step in. So it's nice. It's nice. I think it's all about, we need to develop them. We need to believe in them.
My brother works for the Bucks organization, and he's had, of course, a lot of games and everything. And my nephew Mason, his son, who's nine. Mason it can be a little bit of an introvert, a little bit of shy and stuff. But he's at these games, and he sees Giannis Antetokounmpo or somebody like that, and all the other little kids are kind of sitting back and waiting. He goes running up to him. And he just goes up to him. My brother sends me these pictures. Like, my son is trying to go talk to Giannis right now. Like, these things. Like, and he does this stuff because my brother said to him, you know, you can. He built him up. He built the confidence in him in these things and stuff. There's never going to be a time where we're doing too much of this. Mm-hmm. Where you know, kids can always use these kind of things.
Yes.
And we just never know what we could say or do that might impact them in that way. And this leadership program is really good for that.
Yes.
Lindsay, I want to get into the roundtable revitalization. This is another one that's important in our area.
Yes. Yeah, so we are very excited about the changes with all of the workforce stuff. It's been kind of like a slow mm-hmm. process where we're like kind of revamping things and definitely trying to make sure that we are absolutely dedicated to continually enhancing services and benefits offered. With that commitment, we are, we're delighted to announce that the forthcoming adjustments to our roundtable aimed at making them even more valuable and engaging for all participants. So it's now going to be, what's going to go from HR roundtable and safety roundtable to network exchange for HR professionals and network exchange for safety professionals. So we're looking for speakers. We're looking for people to come in there. It's really interesting in the fact that like a lot of small businesses, you are HR. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't think that you are, you're that head. And so learning more with safety roundtable, same thing with that. There's things where do you have a safety protocol? If you're a new business, are you setting yourself up to be successful with your understanding of, okay, I understand that you can get tunnel vision when you have a small business and you're like, okay, I just need to make money. I need to do this. I need to do all these things. So you can't overlook that you need to make sure that you're having, certain things in place, and they absolutely will help you do that. They have templates to where they can help you set up, for safety, for if things are happening. And I think it's great to have that kind of support, as well as it's a safe space. Mm-hmm. So making sure that you can have those conversations like, okay, I have this going on or I have this going on. And maybe you don't have someone internally you can speak to. Mm-hmm. And if you're in charge, you have to make those decisions. And sometimes you don't have a lot of time. So I think, okay, well, this is what's happening here. And then they don't record those minutes. So it is it is safer to where if you want to have conversations about things that maybe you don't want being public. I know that that's important to Laura to make sure that everyone understands that those things are confidential.
Yeah, confidentiality is incredibly important in this day and age. It always has been, but especially in this day and age where we can get information so easily.
Yes.
And understanding, I feel like, and I don't think this is a reach here or anything, but I feel like all the greatest bosses or owners that I've known, not just that I've worked for, but that I've met in a job like this or anything, they understand that working with their fellow employees or making sure their employees are safe or well taken care of and everything, that makes them work better, work harder, be more loyal, which means your business is that much more profitable and doing that much better. This all ties together. It's not rocket science. This is not that difficult to figure out. You give your employees a good environment, they're gonna respond. They're gonna give you good work. If you don't do that, chances are you're not even going to be able to keep those employees, and you're going to spend half your time trying to hire good people.
Yes.
Employees have power now. They've gotten a lot more power, and you're not putting the genie back in the bottle. That's not going backwards. In order to work with get good people, you need to work with them. And one of the first things people are looking for in an environment that they're going to work at is it safe? Not just like not making sure that an anvil doesn't fall on you, but are the people I'm working with safe? Am I in a positive environment and everything?
Yes.
I don't think that's asking a lot. I don't think that's and if you think it is, I don't know how long you're going to stay in business. And I'm not trying to be mean or blunt here, but it's the day and age we live in. Employees have more power.
Yeah, it's very important, especially with that's why we're making those changes, to make sure that people, I think that sometimes we have things and we're like, okay, we don't need to reinvent the wheel, but we do need to make updates with with where we are with social media, with things that can get said, and then all of a sudden it's getting shared and you may have deleted it, but then it was screenshot and sent. And so it's like, we need to make sure that we have a better understanding. And I think if you're kind of old school and you aren't updating those things, you're leaving yourself open to where you could be in a situation where obviously if that's your business, that's your livelihood. So we want to make sure that the businesses feel supported. We want the we want the small businesses, we want the community, you know, to do well. So definitely making sure that we have, you know, we have those kind of things, and they are free to all investors. I know sometimes people are like, oh, well, you know, everything costs money, and I get that, but that is free. If you are an investor, you are absolutely welcome to go to those. And definitely, if you want to be a part of the wonderful changes, please contact Laura at workforce@wisconsinrapidschamber.com or at 715-422-4860.
And again, to anybody out there that would like to advertise with this or be a sponsor of these events or anything, please reach out as well to Laura.
Absolutely. So I know she is looking for speakers, definitely with like different topics for HR as well as safety. I think that if there's new safety things coming out, new regulations, obviously 2024, it seems like they add things every single year. So definitely make sure that, you know, if you have an update or if you're something that you're passionate about or you've experienced, reach out. We're definitely looking for speakers.
Lacey, we always like to wrap up with our Investor of the Month. Who is our December Investor of the Month?
Yes, that's Edward Jones. They've had lots of changes. Yeah, absolutely. So definitely shout out to them. They've been very, very they've been a stakeholder in the chamber, and we definitely love Sharon Zeman. She is an ambassador for the chamber, as well as definitely being very involved, and we definitely appreciate that. We want to support them when they support us. I think it's important. But yeah, they have a wonderful space with the ribbon cutting and that we had there last month, and it's been great to get to watch. I love getting to see the before and afters, especially when they have like all these different open spaces now, and they've been adding more agents, and that's great. We're growing, obviously. They're coming here for a reason, so we're doing something right.
We appreciate our friends over at Edward Jones and appreciate all of our local businesses that put back into this community. And certainly, and most importantly, appreciate our chamber. That's the mission over there, putting into this community, making this community stronger, us being more unified and all that. We appreciate you guys so much over there, Lacey. Thank you for the time. If people have follow-up questions, they want to know more about some of the things we talked about, how can they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. So definitely reach out. You can reach out to either the office or you can reach out to me. But I'm available at communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. And you can also give us a call. I have a direct line, and that one is 715-422-4859, or by office at 715-423-1830.
And that roundtable revitalization, Laura's information, again, if you want to be a part of that, you can contact Laura Bonner Ridgeway at workforce@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. That's workforce@wisconsinrapidschamber.com, or 715-422-4860. That's 422-4860. Lacey, always good talking and hanging out with you. Thanks for the time. If we don't talk soon, you have a great holiday.
Yes, you too. Okay?
Thank you.
We'll
talk
warm.
You as well. We'll talk with you later, and we'll talk with Lindsay coming up. We have Let's Talk Real Estate right around the corner on WFHR's Midday Magazine.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Locally Grown Radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Locally Grown Radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. New scholarships are available to Mid-State Technical College students in programs that will use the new Ameta Center. The scholarships are available for new students starting in these four School of Applied Technology programs: Automation and Instrumentation Technology, Civil Engineering Technology, Highway Technician, Metal Fabrication, or Welding. The scholarships can be applied to the spring semester, with classes taking place at the Wisconsin Rapids campus. The programs will transition to the brand new state-of-the-art Ameta Center in the fall of 2024. The Bright Future Scholarships are available through funding provided by the State of Wisconsin Workforce Innovation Grant. If you live or work in Wood County, the Health Department would like you to fill out a survey. Healthy People Wood County is working to improve health in our area. The survey asks about health needs and what you think can improve health in the county. You can find the survey at healthypeoplewoodcounty.org until December 15th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 17 tonight under overcast skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 34. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 23. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this December 12th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And right now, we are jumping into Let's Talk Real Estate with our friends at Coal Banker Sear Realtors. We have Lindsay Scheider with us, Director of Business and Development over there and Real Estate Professional. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, James.
Always good to talk with you. Love talking with our friends at Coal Banker, and especially this time of year, Lindsay. I know how busy you are, so I want to jump right into the topic. It's winter. It is upon us. The holidays are right around the corner. Some homeowners might question, is this a right time to sell? Is December, is before Christmas, is this a good time of year to be doing this? Can we jump into that topic, Lindsay?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So selling a house in the winter months, it really can have both advantages and disadvantages. And, you know, this decision to sell during this time, it really can be based on a lot of different factors, including the local market conditions, which we're going to talk about today, personal circumstances, and then also the time of year. But just kind of answering like some reasons why the selling a house in the winter can be a great idea for our local homeowners is there tends to be less competition. You know, there's typically less inventory on the market during the winter months, and with fewer homes available for sale, your property can stand out more and attract more serious buyers. So that's always a positive for sure.
It's a great point to make. I wouldn't have thought of that one. That is a very good point to make. Interesting. What are some other advantages of this time of year?
Yeah, so buyers that decide to go out in the cold and trek through the snow, you know, these people that are actively searching for a home during these winter months are often more motivated. Sometimes they can be relocating for a job or they have a specific time frame for moving, making them more likely to bring a serious offer. In addition, the holiday season, as we talked about, it can kind of filter out some of those casual browsers, like just the nosy neighbors or people that are just kind of looking to look, really leaving you with potential buyers that are genuinely interested in finding a home. So that's a really good advantage for our home sellers.
I was just going to say, you know, when you're trying to sell a home, you want the serious buyers. You want people that are really going to. Mm-hmm. That's another interesting end of this that I wouldn't have thought of this time of year.
Yeah. And I mean, due to the decreased competition and increased buyer motivation, some homes can actually sell faster during the winter, which is kind of contrary to the kind of normal thought process of what that looks like. But if your property meets the needs of winter buyers, you know, you can definitely find a buyer more quickly, which is also great for our homeowners.
Is this one of those things, Lindsay, where it's just a matter of the time of year and circumstances, why that's the case, that people are a little more serious and maybe a little more, you know, let's get this done?
I think that it does kind of come down to personal circumstance is, you know, just those buyers that are out there, like I mentioned, and that are looking right now, like if you're not a serious person shopping for a home, you're probably distracted with the holiday things and all the events that happen during December and during the holiday months. But if you're seriously looking, you know, in general, those buyers are not taking their foot off the gas just because it happens to be the holiday, you know, season and month.
Lindsay, this type of year, it is the backdrop season. It is a screensaver season. The backdrop, almost anywhere you go in this state, is beautiful. So that seems like another advantage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, winter provides an opportunity to really showcase a home's kind of cozy and warm features, right? You have a beautiful fireplace that you want to be able to flip that on and really have your home feel cozy and warm. And that also goes with the opportunity to kind of stage it in that way, right? Like people go to the nines to sometimes decorate for the holidays. So that can really invoke kind of a welcoming atmosphere during these colder months, which is awesome.
Yeah, the backdrop, the way that you can set these things up are so beautiful. And our friends at Coldwell Banker are professionals at this that can help you out with that a lot. There's also online searches that are a part of this time of year.
Yeah, well, I mean, many buyers begin their home search online no matter what the season, right? And they continue to do that during the winter. So online listings with, like we talked about, attractive winter photos can really capture the attention of potential buyers. And that's a way that we can kind of actually, you know, as we kind of dive into some of the drawbacks possibly of listing in the winter, is maybe a solution as well to get your property in front of people without having to travel to see it in person.
Yeah, even people that are looking to buy local are probably, you know, doing the online search this year just because of the weather, if for any other reason. Mm-hmm. So having that online presence and having it, you know, a strong online presence with your home, it seems very vital this time of year.
Yeah, and I mean, just to take the opportunity to kind of plug Coldwell Banker, we are a full service broker that does full service marketing. So there is just so much that we can do to maximize the exposure to your property, therefore maximizing the audience that you get to see the property, in hopes that we can reach that buyer that is the one that is going to fall in love with your home or your land.
You go and if you've got a broken leg, you go to a doctor. You don't, you know, go to YouTube and see, how do I figure this out? How do I take care of this myself? If you're selling your home, you go to the people who are the pros at it and the best at it, and you go to Coldwell Banker. You get that. You get the real help and the real assets you need there. With this time of year, there are people that are certainly in a position where they have to sell their home, or maybe their home has already been on the market. And we want to certainly acknowledge some of the other parts of this time of year of selling a home.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we would be amiss to just ignore the fact that winter weather can pose some challenges for both sellers and buyers. You know, the snow and the ice, sometimes it can make it difficult for buyers to visit properties, and weather conditions also can change the curb appeal of a home. But as a seller in the winter, it's of course important, and a way that we help guide our buyers and sellers through the process is reminding them that it's how important it is to have, you know, the driveway plowed, the sidewalk shoveled, all of that just for safe and easy access for everyone if you are one of those people selling during this time.
It's something that certainly you want to keep in mind in general, but especially if you are trying to sell your home. It isn't, Lindsay, you would know this way better than I would, but to me, just looking, approaching this from a third perspective, if I've got the home online and I'm looking at it and I'm you know, within shouting distance or even an hour away, I may want to go drive by and check it out, especially this time of year. People are driving around looking at holiday light displays in people's front yards and everything. Why not? We're already doing that. Let's go check out the house. You go check out the house, and it doesn't look like it did in the pictures. It you know, they're not taking care of the front yard, or they're not shoveling or something like that. That seems to be a part of this as well.
Yeah, I mean, the holiday season can be busy and distracting, and some buyers do choose to postpone their home search until after the holidays, but I think for sellers, just making sure that that home is ready to show. So when a buyer wants to see it, whether it's a drive-by like you mentioned, or they want to see the interior, that can make all the difference to be able to be ready for those showings when they do get requested.
Yeah, this time of year is certainly full of plenty of distractions, and gets you thinking about a lot of other things. So you may be, okay, I got a shovel, I got to do this, or I got to do that, and then something else comes up and something else, and before you know it, you didn't get that done. I think that giving yourself a checklist is always a great way of kind of making sure that you get all these things done as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and the last thing I wanted to just mention about just the holiday season is, of course, like we said, it kind of changes that curb appeal of the house. You have snow, you have bare trees from all the leaves that have fallen, and that can kind of change the look of the exterior. However, as a real estate professional, myself and my team believe that their, you know, proper winter landscaping, exterior maintenance, and then even I think, you know, some of those cheery winter decorations can really help mitigate some of the change of the curb appeal in the holiday, or I should say in the winter season.
It really can add such a little bit more to a home. These kind of little touches that you can make. Oftentimes we're so close to this that we don't see it, especially if it's our own home and a home that we've lived in for many years. What might not seem as new and fresh to you could be to this new homeowner.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and I guess just a reminder to all of the listeners, you know, before deciding to sell in the winter or, you know, any important real estate decision, it's very important to consult with your trusted local real estate professional. Of course, we would love to be that for you at Coldwell Banker Family of Companies at our locations at Seward in the Wisconsin Rapids area, Advantage in the town of Rome, and Belvapar in the Adams Friendship area locations. And we can provide insights into the specific dynamics of the market and offer guidance on the best timing, you know, based on your individual circumstances. So we would love to be a teammate and a partner with our community members, you know, if that is the time for them.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if a lot of people know this or not, Lindsay, but I wanted to share the information you did with me that agents are the number one most useful source in the buying process.
Yeah, I love hearing that, right? As a real estate professional. The latest annual report from the National Association of Realtors, which we refer to as the NAR, finds that recent home buyers agree that the number one most useful source of information they had in the home buying process was a real estate agent. So that's amazing to hear. We love to hear that, you know, our agents at our company as well as across the nation are doing our job to help guide consumers during, you know, through this process. And, you know, when you think about a real estate agent, some people might think, oh, you're just someone to open the door and take you on a showing or put together some paperwork. But a great agent such as ours at Coldwell Banker really do so much more than that. It's not just being the facilitator of the purchase, but more kind of being your guide through the process and through each step.
Lindsay, if you don't mind, if I just could add a piggyback on what you're saying there when it comes specifically to Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and the history of that great business, especially here locally. I've shared this story before, just because it fits so perfectly this time of year. It was December, mid-December or something like that, when my mom was in a rough situation and needed an apartment. She got an apartment. She was able to find one through Coldwell Banker. And once they did, it was great, but it was exactly the price they needed, and it was the only one that was going to work. But there wasn't a refrigerator there. And my mom told JR this. And so, you know, we'll make it work. We'll figure it out somehow. Thank you very much. And she left. And about, I want to say, maybe 4 or 5 hours later or something like that, when we came to start dropping things off and start moving in, there was a new refrigerator there. That didn't ask for that. They just did that. Mm-hmm. She didn't have to. These are the kind of people. This is why you go local. This is why you go to Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors. It's not just the little things that they do or all those things that you may not think of. It's the stuff that the heart of it. These are our community members. These are people. These are neighbors of ours. And you're working with people that know that and get that.
You know, I love hearing that story. And yes, we do care about our customers and clients. And myself, as going from sales and now into a leadership role within the company, not only do we care about our agents and our family of people that we work together on a daily basis, but also extending that to the community members that we help and we care about, where, you know, it's a huge transaction. It's a huge purchase for people or sale. And it is mind-blowing, actually, how close you can get with people as you're helping them through this process. I have personal friends that started as customers of mine, and you just make that connection, and then you go on to actually having an actual friendship with people. So it's an amazing profession and industry, and we're excited to be serving the central corridor of the state with our Coldwell Banker brand and power. Yeah.
This is one of the reasons why I love working with you, Lindsay. It's not only that I can hear it in your voice. You know, it certainly with your words, we get it. But whether you're in studio or not with us, I hear it. I hear how much this job means to you and how much you care about your clients and the people you work with. You're killing it in this position. You're really doing a great job.
Well, thank you.
If you don't mind, going back to that annual report and agents being the number one useful source, can we get into break down why that is?
Yeah, absolutely. So a little bit of context on that survey results. They kind of really did dig into a few different ways that agents are helping buyers. And so the first one is helping buyers understand the process. You know, when we're talking to a consumer, maybe somebody who hasn't bought or sold in, you know, a good number of years, knowing the difference between the different inspections and the appraisal and which report is telling you what and why is it important and what do we do with this information and where do we go from here and all kinds of and questions that can happen and that can arise. An agent knows all of these best practices and can share with you along the way, just so that you as a consumer are not missing any key steps, getting you to the closing table with the least amount of, you know, stress or hurdles along the way, and just helping make that home buying process as stress-free as possible. That is really our goal.
Just a little bit more to add to that with the process there. Not only do they do that, but they're going to be, when there are stressful times, they're going to help you through them. You know, it's a key thing to this, I think, of knowing that you're not alone in this process, that, you know, mm-hmm. just because maybe you leave the house or, you know, you hang up the phone, that you're still there. That's a really nice part of what you guys offer over there. There's other pieces of this, too, we want to point out.
So another thing is, you know, an agent has a little bit more time experiencing and evaluating homes. And, you know, we've kind of seen it all, seen the gamut. So as trusted real estate professionals, we're able to point out some things that consumers may not have noticed about the home, whether it is a positive or a negative feature or fault or whatever of the home, but just to make sure that you as a consumer are assisted in informing whatever is the best decision is for you and your family, and what that can look like, so that you go into these decisions with your eyes wide open, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want that for everyone.
Exactly. You're also able to provide a list of service providers for things.
Absolutely. Being in the real estate industry and also the history that not only our individual brokerages, but also our Coldwell Banker family of agents has in this central Wisconsin area, we have built up literally lists of service providers that we trust, that we've worked with in the past, that we can, you know, provide to our consumers and recommend as professionals to assist us during the process of whether it is a sale or a purchase, actually.
You guys know your stuff. You know your area. You've got an improved knowledge of this area when it comes to searching for things as well.
Yeah. I mean, some people move to our town. It's a new town to them. They're not familiar with the area. And, you know, maybe they're unsure which neighborhoods are, you know, make the most sense for their family, or location or logistics of different things, or the amenities that come along with a certain area. And so an agent, really, we do know these local areas kind of like the back of our hand, and we can help find that perfect location for their needs. As well as when we're in a market, as we are now, where we still have a little bit of a decreased inventory, if the consumer's not finding anything that they're interested in within their kind of their initial thought of where they want to be or what they want in a house, an agent can really assist with knowing other neighborhoods that we could maybe consider based on budget, what they're needing or wanting, or the amenities that their family needs as well.
We got about 5 minutes left with Lindsay Scheider, Director of Business Development and Real Estate Professional at Cole Banker Sear Realtors. Lindsay, what's the bottom line on this?
I mean, bottom line, I guess, if you're looking to buy or sell a home, don't forget that there are so many ways that an agent is essential to that process. Mm-hmm. Any hurdle that pops up, a negotiation that needs to take place, and more, your agent will know how to handle it when to really minimize the stress along the way. Mm-hmm. So don't be shy. Connect with a local Cole Banker real estate agent to kind of tackle it together. They'd love that.
Yeah. Lindsay does an amazing job gathering local information about market conditions. As we're wrapping up, can we get into the conditions in the Rapids area?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So in Wisconsin Rapids, we currently have 37 active listings in the greater Rapids area, five of which have had a recent price reduction. So some homes are sitting on the market a little bit longer. Those excessive bidding wars seem to have, you know, subsided depending on the type of property. So we're very similar to the number that we had available as far as inventory last month. Along with that, we have 18 properties that are under contract, with the average days on market being 39 days. So again, this is consistent with last month's data that we reviewed together. The average sold price year to date here in 2023 is stabilizing. So it's now just over $196,000 with 101 list to sales price ratio. So sellers are still seeing at or slightly above asking price when we come to an accepted offer term. Something new to talk about, actually, expireds. So in the month of November, there were four listings that did not find a buyer and ended up expiring. So this is something that rarely was happening in the last few years and something to pay attention to. Sellers are generally still in a favorable position. Well-priced homes in good condition are selling. However, it's essential for sellers to remain realistic and work closely with their real estate professional to set appropriate listing prices and to maximize that interest and secure a buyer. So that is an interesting tidbit that we haven't talked about in previous months.
Yeah, it's been a while since something like that has come up. That is really interesting, and I appreciate the feedback on that. That's really important notes. How about the Rome area, Lindsay?
So in Rome, we currently have 19 active listings. That's higher than we've had in a while. We have one property that has had a recent price reduction. The properties that are under contract, there are seven of them. And the average days on market, meaning from the time that something gets listed to the time that it secures an offer, is 64 days. So that is a little bit longer than we've been accustomed to. So again, properties are kind of sitting a little bit longer than they have in the past. The average sold price in the town of Rome continues to slightly increase. We are at just over $390,000 in the town of Rome, with, again, 101 list to sales price ratio. So selling at or slightly above asking price.
Mm-hmm.
And then also to just remind everyone about the expires, we do have one expired listing in town of Rome in the last month.
Hmm.
So again, a property that, you know, we didn't have a meeting of a seller and a buyer, and those terms come together.
And how about the Adams Friendship area?
So in Adams Friendship, we have 19 active listings, one with a recent price reduction, and four that are under contract with 75 days on market. So the market time is continuing to increase slightly. The average sold price year to date in the Adams Friendship area is $207,000. So this has hardly changed at all since we reviewed this information together last month. The market is stabilizing, and properties are selling at 98% of list price, so just slightly below asking price on average. And there were no expired listings in this segment of the market, the Adams Friendship area, in November. So I think that sellers are understanding the shift in the market, listening to their trusted real estate professionals about pricing, which is, you know, kind of added a trickiness as the market shifts and changes.
All the more reason you want to get a hold of our friends at Coldwell Banker, so your realtors, the people you can trust when it comes to this field. Lindsay, if people do want to get in touch with you or the great staff over there, how can they reach out to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yep. Don't discount the value of a trusted Coldwell Banker real estate professional and what we can bring to the table when deciding to purchase or sell real estate. It really is more important now than ever before. So remember to call Coldwell Banker Family of Companies located in Wisconsin Rapids, Town of Rome, and Adams Friendship. We can assist with a free market analysis to find out what your home is worth in this current market, or to enlighten you about the ins and outs of the market as a buyer. So we're here to help. The phone numbers for Coldwell Banker Stewart Realtors is 715-424-4800. The number at Coldwell Banker Advantage, located in the Town of Rome, is 715-325-7335. And the number at Coldwell Banker Belva Parr and Adams Friendship is 608-339-6757.
Always good talking with you, Lindsay. Thank you so much for the time. We'll talk again real soon. Happy holidays to you and yours.
Thank you. You too, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211. Get connected. Get help.